This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get reward points delivered too. So the ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
And the intro. Hello and welcome back for the match preview of Nottingham Forest versus Crystal Palace. Joined today by Nick and Stan to preview the match. Please remember to subscribe, like, and if you are listening on our podcast, be sure to leave us a five-star review, whether that be Apple. What else do we have? Apple.
Spotify.
Exactly. So welcome back. It's been a great break for me. But Nick, heard you yesterday. How has your international break been for you?
Busy. I'm just leading up to the Easter break. I've got one more morning of tutoring and then I've got a couple of weeks off. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm really looking forward to going to a game again because I've really, really missed it. And I thought I wouldn't. But I think I wouldn't be bothered if Roy was still in charge. So it shows the Glasner effect, doesn't it? But no, it's been pretty quiet. I haven't watched a lot of football. I've seen some clips like the Munoz goal. Colombia, that was quite special when they were playing last week. Were they playing at Arsenal Stadium?
West Ham Stadium,
yeah. And yeah, so I've missed the football, but it's also been nice being away from it because you're not miserable when we lose.
Yeah, great. Well, Stan, we were talking before about Poland making it to the Euros. Congratulations on that. But what else have you been doing during the international break?
You know what? I went on holiday and I went and laid on a beach for a week, which it's funny you say that because the last 2 years I've also done that around this time. But Palace have been playing. The first time they beat Wolves away, Vieira was the manager. And the second time was Hodgson's first game back when we beat Leicester. And I remember watching those games, obviously, lying on the beach, which was quite funny. But it has been nice not to be nervous on a Saturday for a little while and just enjoy it. But I am looking forward to getting back to it because I'm excited to see what the team's been working on whilst we all been away.
Yeah, the personal, I haven't really missed Palace. Honestly, it's been that kind of season where I'm just happy to stay up and just to have it over with. But the break's been interesting because unfortunately there's been some positive and some not so positive news about Palace. So let's go through that. Obviously, on the England front, Sam Johnstone unfortunately was injured, didn't play in either of the friendlies, was injured and sent back to Palace. And apparently now he'll be having surgery on an elbow, so he'll be out for a while. Daniel Munoz scored a spectacular goal, as you guys mentioned, but unfortunately came off at halftime or before halftime yesterday. I heard it's not serious. We don't know yet. As of our recording, we have not yet heard from the manager, Oliver Glasner, to speak about it. Hopefully, he'll be available on Saturday for the Forest game. A couple of other things that went on during the break. Jordan Ayew scored a penalty for Ghana, which is great. Captain aside in both friendlies. Chris Richards played for USA as they won the Nations League, beating Mexico. Massive rivalry. Played really well. I know Stan and myself and T were having a conversation. I think he actually plays much more confidently for the US national team. And it's good to see. And I think that's good for the future for him because he really looked really good, played really well. Some other players that were on international duty. There were some youngsters that were away. Craig Farquhar, Justin Devaney played for the under 21 Northern Ireland team that won yesterday. Adam Wharton was promoted from the under 20s to under 21s and played in a smashing.
He came on as a sub.
Came on late yesterday, scored, played really well, played well in a, I think it was a 7-0 win for the under 21s yesterday. I think it was Luxembourg they beat. And I'm trying to think where else played.
Jesse Derry, I think he played for under 16s.
I think that's basically it, right? So it's been a decent break. Again, injuries are a problem, but I mean, that's going to happen. So let's get into our thoughts on the Forest game. So we're facing a Forest team that is currently 18th in the league on 21 points. I'm sure you both know they were subject to a 4-point deduction due to PSR breaches, but apparently they have appealed, so there might be increase, could be decrease. We'll see how that happens. Palace sit 14th in the league on 29 points. It's an 8-point gap. So I guess I'll go to you, Stan. What are your thoughts on this game on Saturday?
I think it's a must not lose. I wouldn't say it's a must win. I do think we'll win, actually, but I think it's a must not lose. I think that it's difficult, right? Because when Everton got their points deduction, it roused them and they came out firing and this and that. Are Forest going to do the same? I don't know. There is always that it's a good atmosphere actually up at the City Ground. It's always it's never been an easy place for Palace to go. We actually haven't won there in about 7 games that we've played in there. So played up there over the years. But are they going to come at us full throttle? They've got some good players. There are some good players on that team. I think with a goalie situation now, they're going to really play towards their strengths with Chris Wood and his height and his strength and stuff like that. So could be interesting.
Nick, let's just jump right to it. Stan mentioned the issue with Sam Johnston being out. Everyone who listens to our shows or watches knows Stan's thoughts on Sam Johnston. On Dean Henderson, so I'll skip that. But Nick, what are your thoughts on Henderson now basically playing the rest of the season as our number one goalkeeper?
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
I think he froze again. See, Stan, didn't I say to him not to freeze?
He did say don't freeze. he's gone. I can answer that though. I can answer your question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, it is what it is, and I think it's up to him to prove himself that he's better than he was in the 8 or whatever games that he played before getting dropped. Let's see what he can do. To his credit, the last time that he came into the side, which was against Man City, he did actually have quite a good game, and he made some fantastic saves. I wonder whether it was the manager that got the bad performances out of him last time around and whether the system Glasner plays is going to change all of that. Again, I do worry about him coming off his line. I worry about him coming for crosses, but let's see. I think we've got to get behind him. That's all that we can do.
Nick, your thoughts on Henderson playing the next 8 games and obviously being a number one keeper for the rest of the season?
Internet not good in England, huh?
Hopefully Nick will be back soon. We'll see. The thing is, are you back, Nick? Because you're in and out. You're out and in. You back?
Yeah, I'm actually gone over to wired now rather than Wi-Fi.
All right. So thoughts on
hopefully that'll work. Look, he's not a bad keeper. As long as he doesn't make stupid mistakes, he didn't cost all that money for nothing. Look how well he played for Sheffield United a couple of seasons ago. So I'm not going to disparage him too much, because we need to be positive and we need the crowd to be behind him. These next two games are crucial. Stan said a must not lose. I kind of agree, but I also think it's a must win. Just thinking about the run of games we've got after Bournemouth. Whether that's because I've still got a Roy head on and the training in Marbella and the extra time training and possibly having Elise back and just Glasner getting a better feel for the place, the positive comments that he made in the week about not taking the job on unless he wanted us to finish higher up the table, that's going to hopefully filter through to the players and give them some confidence and buy into what his vision is. So, Henderson, as long as the defence in front of him play well, that's good. How much that depends on Munoz being out or not is I don't know. But yeah, it's a team game.
So let's kind of address that. I mean, let's assume, because you know most Palace fans are pretty negative and or glass half empty people. Let's assume Munoz does not play. Stan, what would you do at that position? Would you put another wing back in there, or would you change the formation? Or just basically, what would you try and do?
I would. I might get slated for this. I'll bring Danny Imre in.
Yeah,
I would. Because I don't think he'd do any worse than what we did. Like, is he gonna do any worse than James Tomkins? I don't know, man. Like, you know. I'd give him a go and see what he's all about. Nathan Ferguson's fit. He went to Spain. I mean, is he in contention? Like, you don't know. I mean, it's a really difficult one. Let's just hope he's fit. But I don't know. I mean, or you could go for it back. I mean, I don't know that much about Glasner's past. Has he ever played for it back when he's had to?
Yeah, he has.
So you could go for it back. And we could be a bit more rigid. You could have, obviously, Anderson and Richards. What's it called? You could have them centre-backs. And then you could obviously have probably Klein or Ward and Mitchell on the other side.
Right, so that's the thing. Nick, did you see the game against Bodo Glimt at all or no?
I kind of had it on in the background, but the sound was down. The first half, we looked quite good. Eze looked good. His goal was taken well. It wasn't quite the workout for the team I was expecting. And of course, you've got with the team coming off at half time and all of them being replaced, I suppose it gave Oliver a good chance to see how both sets of players perform under that formation. IU was in the kind of B team, as it were, whether that was just because he'd come back from AFCON. I don't know. But we've had lots of time.
No, the reason I bring it up is, one, I'm happy that we've had that two and a half, three-week break from fixtures and having him work the team. But I bring it up because in that match, Danny Imre, who Stan just mentioned, did come on.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't come on.
He didn't play in that position, no. Right, he was inside, wasn't he? Just inside.
He played in a three with Tompkins, and I can't remember who. Oh, it was... it'll come to me. Another youth player was in the back three, but he played Nathaniel Klein as the wing back, but he didn't play Klein. Klein did not push up. So my thing is, I believe that if it's not Munoz, that the first replacement would actually be Nathaniel Klein. He has more experience as a first team player. I think Danny Imre played tons of times. I'm not saying that I would hate to see him play there, but I'd be more comfortable with Nathaniel Klein because of his experience back there. And again, just because the one time that Glasner had a chance to put Imre at wing back, he didn't do it.
Yeah.
But again,
I actually forgot about Klein. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I just want to get your opinion. A lot of people have been mentioning, you know, maybe Jordan Ayew at wing back or Imre. But I think, honestly, I think Klein is probably the default. But again, let's just hope that Munoz is fit, because I think that's going to be important.
Yeah.
Without him, we could be in trouble. Keep in mind also that Edward apparently was injured during that trip. And he's apparently, I did notice he was in one of the training videos. He was in the background. It wasn't training, but he was at least working out. So hopefully he's back, because we're going to need a full team for that game. Because obviously, with Olise on the cusp and now, you know, Johnston being out, you know, we really, as a club, we and Gehi obviously being out, we really can't afford to have any more injuries, because this is an important stretch now. We've got Forest Saturday, Bournemouth Tuesday. Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Saturday, early kickoff. I mean, these are three important pickups coming up. So we're going to need to get something out of this game. I mean, the deduction aside, I wouldn't want to lose this game on Saturday and have them be 5-5.
Sorry, did you just say Man City's an early kickoff?
Yeah, 7:30. Yeah, 7:30 Eastern.
12:30 your time. Yeah,
your time.
So, 12, that's the result, because I was going to miss it because I'm going to see Underworld Saturday night. And I thought I wouldn't have time to get up to Ali Pali. So that's good news. Two things about the back. There's no reason why Wardy couldn't slot at the right back there and play as a bit of a wing back and put Tompkins in the back three.
Can you see him heading up and down? Come on.
No, I know. That was a bit tongue-in-cheek. I've seen on social media, so it's in the hive mind of the supporters, whether it's in Gladner's mind, but the name of Jordan Ayew being put forward to play as a wing back because he's so good defensively anyway.
Yeah, the problem with that, then who plays in Ayew's position on the left side? We don't really have you put Schlupp there? I mean, that's the issue. You take from Peter and you pay Paul, but then you're making that position weaker. If we had Edward 100% fit or East Lisa, I'm all for that. Give it a try. But listen, here's the thing. We have Glasner, and I'm happy that he's there. I've trusted to figure it out. It's interesting to see what he does, because I think what people are seeing and saying on social media is going to be interesting, but I think he's got a better plan than any of us have, because that's why he's our manager. So, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Some stats, because there were a lot of stats, good and bad, for this match that I wanted to throw out to you guys, just in general about Palace's play. So we are now 204 corners without a goal.
In over a year now.
It's over a year. So anybody remember the last goal?
It was the game before Roy Hodgson took over.
Jeffrey Schlupp at Arsenal. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, Schlupp's goal against Arsenal. We've conceded 21 goals in the last 50 minutes of matches. That's the most in the Premier League. I'm sure you guys have heard that. That's 21 of our 48 goals. That's almost half our goals we conceded in the last 50 minutes of games. We have given away 16 points by conceding goals in 80th minute or later. Imagine having 16 more points. That's 45. Yes, that is top. That is seventh ahead of West Ham. That's what, Europa League, right?
Yeah, it'd be Europa or at least conference.
Yeah, but if that was the case, we'd still have Roy as manager, and he'd still think that 3 days a week training was enough to avoid injuries.
Yeah, thanks, Nick, for dampening my spirits by mentioning him again. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'll keep mentioning him.
Yeah,
he's a member of the Garrick Club.
Forest have conceded from 18 set pieces this season. So that means that perhaps this is the match that we are able to break that corner kick hooter. Yep. And like us, they are not very good at keeping a lead. They have lost 21 points this season from winning positions. Like us, they give up late goals. So this could be some match for the last 50. I would just don't want the first 75 minutes, but 50 minutes left to go, tune in, because it could be a really good match.
For sure.
We'll see. I'm not sure if you guys are aware. I saw this stat. I got to send it out. I got to talk about it. Because Forest, and I know this is one that Stan's going to like, they have spent 326 million euros since they were promoted 2 years ago, which is why they have that whole PSR issue.
Yeah.
We have not spent that in our last seven seasons as a club. I just found that stat to be amazing. So I got to give credit. Listen, I know I've criticized Steve Parrish a lot, but you got to give him credit, because at least during this whole thing, we have not been mentioned for any breaches of, not that we would be, we don't spend any money, but that's probably why he hasn't done it. So I know Sam and I have both killed them a lot, but I'll be honest with you, I'd rather be in our position now in 14th than be in Everton in 16th or
for sure,
or in 18th with that PSR stuff. So that's it.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone through the news. We've gone through kind of our thoughts. Might as well go to predictions because we're at that point now. Now, again, as you guys know, we are in 14th, 29 points. Forest are 18th on 21. So we'll start with Stan. What are your thoughts on a prediction for this game?
I'm going 2-0 to Palace. Eze and Ayew with the goals.
Okay. Sounds very positive. And Nick?
I think Chris Woods is going to put Forest 1-0 up, but we'll come back and we'll win 3-1. And I think France will score a goal as a sub. He'll score the third.
Oh, he's back as well. I forgot.
Forgot to mention him because he was injured before. You're right. He had a groin injury, but I think he's back too. He's been training. So, yeah, you're right. That'll be better.
But I think Eze will get one. And I think Anderson will get one.
From a set piece.
From this corner.
So we've got 2-0 Stan, we've got 3-1 Nick, and now there's going to be me. I don't think I'm concerned. Obviously last year away we lost 1-0 when Wolf missed the penalty.
We were shocked. Shocking.
Yeah, at home we what was it 2-2 the last game of the season?
1-1,
right? It was a draw. We have, like you just said, that we haven't beaten Forest in ages in the Premier League in ages. So I'm going to go with a draw. I'm going to go 1-1. But on a positive note, I am going to say we're going to score from a set piece. I'm going to pick Anson on the header on a corner kick. What'd you say?
You said I'm going to pick, and I went your nose.
I would never do that.
Sorry.
I would never do that. So now you're going to be thinking about that. Now you just said that. I don't want to put my hand up anywhere near because then you'll think I'm going to.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for the preview. Again, appreciate everybody tuning in. Please be sure to check out Dee's opposition preview on YouTube that came out recording this morning on a Wednesday. There will be a match reaction on Saturday, a player ratings on Sunday, and we'll be doing a preview of another big match next week's game away to Bournemouth. So for me, Patrick, Nick, and Stan, appreciate everybody tuning in. Till next time, up the Palace.
Out the Palace.
Eagles.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mate's already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.